Her new EP is entitled Imperfect Timing, but for singer, pianist, and songwriter Melissa Claire, timing seems to be just about right. The Cincinnati-born artist is busy performing solo gigs and working in a couple of bands, T. Sly and the Ultrasonics. Melissa Claire stopped by to chat about her blossoming career and the new CD. Melissa, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Imperfect Timing. Let's talk about this CD. All original material?
All original material, heartbreak, happiness, and all in between.
When did you begin writing songs?
I would say about when I was 12. I'm now 23, so about 12 years old when the heartbreak starts to happen and diaries begin, that's when I started.
Were you playing piano at that time?
I was. I started playing piano when I was about 4 years old. Anything that my parents had on for music in the house, Joe Jackson, Frank Sinatra, any of the classics, I just started playing around and I took to it very quickly, so it was very natural.
That's interesting. You mentioned two men.
Yes. But vocally, I love Judy Garland, Linda Ronstadt, you know, so that was a little bit later.
Do you prefer to write by yourself or do you like to collaborate with other writers?
Actually, I like to start off by myself, but if I need some help with inspiration, I will go to who I trust the most, which in this case was my producer, Adam Scovanner.
Yeah, Adam Scovanner, a name pretty well known to the local music scene,
a
pretty fine bass player. Does he record as a job, as produce records?
This is actually something very new to him. The producing is new to him. He is originally a bass player for many of the top bands in Cincinnati, such as Airwaves, which has been around for many years, very successful. But the producing part is new to him. So he basically took on, within the past year and a half, this adventure with me to become my producer.
Is Adam still playing with the Bluebirds?
Occasionally he will guest, and you can see him at MLTs, anywhere from, you know, one of those places in Cincinnati.
So Adam is not an old man, but he's not 23 either. How did you connect?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's a very, very interesting story. We'll start with my grandparents' house out in Williamsburg, Ohio. His great uncle lived behind my grandparents' house, which was very funny to later understand the whole circle of how we would meet at least 12 to 13 years later. His great uncle used to drive his truck to get his mail with his dog. And I used to watch when I was at least 8 years old, or watching him go back and forth to his lane. And I thought, wow, what a neat person that is. I wonder whose uncle that would be. So fast forward how many years later, at MLTs, I was watching the Bluebirds, and Marco Sastry was kind enough to have me come up as a guest. And I got to sing a couple songs. It happened to be that the guest bass player was Adam for
Adam
that
was
evening.
There. It's like a musical Norman Rockwell. My goodness.
It really is. There's always some connection, you know. I then met Adam, and we seemed to jive, and he said, well, hopefully we'll work together in the future.
Did he play on your record, too?
He did. He is the main bass on every song.
Who else played on the record?
We had a conglomeration of people, but some that I would like to mention specifically would be Harold Kennedy for some of the guitar pieces, for the saxophone, especially on the song Melt and Space, Ben Walkenhauer, Ricky Layton, part of the Bluebirds, and
Robin
and
Lacey
everything.
And Decide to Go.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Just a conglomeration of people. It was so neat. A lot of the people, I did not know everybody that would come in, but it was recommended through Adam that these people would be fantastic.
Talk about your relationship with the late Tim Goshorn.
Oh, my goodness. It was a very short relationship, unfortunately, but Adam brought in who he thought would be perfect for the song Little Girl. And he said, well, I've known this gentleman for quite a good while, and he was part of Pure Prairie League. And I said, oh, my goodness, am I lucky enough to have somebody come in that was a part of something so fantastic? So he came in, and I met him maybe for about 3 hours. He was the most fantastic, kind-hearted, giving person that I'd ever been in close contact with. Such a nice man, and fantastic, fantastic musician. So I only got about 3 hours with him, and then we said our goodbyes, and that was the last that I saw of him before he passed.
Your life is a really interesting orbit.
It is. It is.
And it's just beginning. What do you feel that Tim brought to that song? What effect did he have on it?
Genuine. Which is the song, there is a lyric in Little Girl that is, your smile is genuine like the autumn breeze. And I think at least when I looked at Tim Goshorn, I saw genuine. And that's exactly fitting with the song. So he played the intro and the outro.
I like that, even though you're young, and I don't mean that at all in a condescending way, you seem to absolutely get how fortunate you are to sort of be hanging around with Cincinnati musical royalty, and that will serve you well, because there's some pretty great talent around here, and I have a feeling that they wouldn't be spending their time working with you if they didn't see some potential there as well. We're chatting with Melissa Claire. She's a singer, songwriter, pianist. Her brand new EP is called Imperfect Timing. Is it out now, Melissa?
It is out. It is out on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, and if you're interested, my website is www.mclairemusic.com.
Melissa, you were homeschooled, but you went to NKU and studied music?
I was in choir. I started, so very much my beginning for singing started in church. I was a soprano. I got to do the solos. I think my first big solo was You Raise Me Up. And I had a small choir with that and violins, and it was such a neat experience for me. Really, I started church, and then my choir director, David White, started me really into the program at NKU, where I started at the age of 6 for choir. He saw something in me that was, they said, that was inspiring for such a young singer, because I would take on the solos that were a little bit more advanced for my age group. So he said, you know, I think we're going to take this to the next level. So I became a soprano singer for NKU and continued through high school.
Do you still have time to sing in choir?
I actually had the privilege to teach a lot of adults that watched me grow up.
Interesting.
Yes,
the student becomes the master.
Yes.
So some of the reviews and comments I've read about you compare you to Fleetwood Mac. How do you feel about that comparison?
Oh, that's a wonderful
comparison.
That's a good one. Yes.
What kind of gigs are you playing these days when you're not in church?
Well, I'm playing places like Grove Park Grill, which is actually, I've got my calendar. I'm a paper girl.
I
on
love prepared
Friday.
Guests.
but I still sing in church too, which is wonderful. I'm at Horizon Church in Newtown. What a great group of people. But I play at the Golden Lamb.
As a solo artist?
Yes, as a solo artist. These are all solos.
How tough is it to do a whole night by yourself? You get lonely?
I do get lonely, but I tend to connect with whoever's out in the audience. They are the greatest support. My parents come to most of my performances, which is wonderful. A lot of people say you are so lucky. You don't realize how wonderful it is to have the support of parents and friends. I definitely recognize that at this age.
I've been reading Paul Doherty's book about his daughter, Jillian.
Yes.
And one of his themes is what children want the most is no surprises. They want to have that family and that support structure, and
yes,
they want to take it for granted. It sounds like you've been blessed with that.
I have been, very much.
I know you're singing with T. Sly.
Oh, I am, yes. That is the newest venture. Every Wednesday from 6:30 to 10:30 at Carlo and Johnny's, I am with the T. Sly Quartet.
And then the Ultrasonics?
We do a lot at Hollywood Casino. It's more casinos and weddings, private events, mainly for the weddings.
You're working a lot, girl.
I am, and I love it.
Where do you want music to take you, Melissa?
Where do I want it to take me? I would like for it to take me to meet some of my favorite artists. You know, actually be able to walk in. I had a very interesting dream about a year and a half ago that I was going to meet Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks. It was so neat because I remember walking into a studio. Stevie was leaning on the piano, writing lyrics, and she said, I walked in, she said, oh, you're here. This is fantastic. And it was so, so vivid. I actually had to really wonder when I woke up, was I dreaming or not? It was so amazing. So I would like music to take me to the point where I can actually meet some of my favorite artists.
And it's your career?
Yes. Oh, yes. 100%.
Melissa Claire describes herself as extremely professional and surprisingly unpredictable. Expect the unexpected from this artist and keep an ear out for Imperfect Timing, the new CD. Melissa's EP, Imperfect Timing, was produced by Adam Scavanner, sound engineer Michael Landis. For information on Melissa's music, her performance schedule, and more, visit our website, wvxu.org.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been so exciting.
For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Elaine Deal.